بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created males and females with different types of characteristics and attributes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a beautiful example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the best of mankind but the most beloved and the most humble in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the creation. Now it is for us to see, sitting at home with our families, our behavior, our characteristics, our akhlaq. The most important thing in a person's life is to have humility, to be humble, not to have takabbur and pride. To have takabbur and pride, we can say in the English language, we can call it narcissistic behavior and qualities. Where a man at home thinks that I am right, there's no need for me to make mashwara. Whatever I will say must go. Sometimes a man might feel, because I am the boss in my business, I am the CEO, I have a certain title, I am the Imam of the Mufti Sahab. Therefore, at home I can be the same, all should listen to me when I speak. When in reality we find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he regarded himself as a khadim, as the worker, the assistant at home. So every man at home, in order for his family to listen to him, he will have to be one level above all of them in regards to his spirituality. One is to control the home with an iron fist, which is incorrect. We find in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the crux of their life was that they preferred that when it comes to their family, that their families overpowered them, they were maghloobun kareem. That they were overpowered but they had noble characteristics. Instead of being la'imun and ghalib, instead of being dominating, domineering and controlling their families, thereby being la'im and despicable, this is not the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a man now sitting at home will see this is dirty, this is not right, this is not in place. And now he will take off, this is ghamtun nas, looking down on people that I am better than all of you all. Now you look at all the faults and everything is wrong in the house, etc. Check the corners of our hearts, how dirty they are. For us now to control the people around us, ulama explain, first of all, keep your silence. Then counsel when you are cool and calm. Give them the solution. Be humble before them. Explain to them. Like this, they will listen to you. When a person now is angry and he's shouting, nobody will listen. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in regards to the wives, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat them with kindness. Allah ta'ala has appointed himself, so to say, as their advocate, as their lawyer, to fight the case before the husbands. That now don't look down on them, rather be kind to them, explain to them behind closed doors. And like this, when a man will be one level above the ladies at home and the family, he wants them to do everything right. But if he's one level above, then they will fall one level below. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Khandaq, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba ikram came to him and they complained of hunger. And they showed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the boulders that were tied to their bellies because of hunger, suppressing the hunger. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was one level higher than them. He exposed his belly mubarak and he showed them two stones tied. Sahaba Ikram could see that our leader now is one level above us, so we got to push ourselves even more. When it came to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they felt it difficult to even leave out the Fajr and Isha Salah, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Tahajjud Salah. So for our homes and our families, for them to come on to a certain level that we want them to come on to, whether it be dunyawi or it will be of akhirat, then we have to be one level above everybody. That will bring humility in us, regarding every single person in the home, better than us, and we trying the best in our home to serve everyone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create this muhabbat and love, rather than us weighing on a tantrum and a spree. Something is wrong, somebody missed something, and now we are shouting in the house. This is narcissistic behavior. When a person has narcissistic behavior and is proud, then those who should be loving him begin to despise him. When something is to afflict him, they are more happy than being sad. This is shaitani behavior, animalistic behavior. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala inculcate within us humility, tawazu, which is opposite of pride. Make us humble in our homes and make us true servants of the house, that those around us begin to love us, and not only those in our businesses and offices, that they look up to us because we portray a very good character, but rather this be in the home first, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised us that وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat them with kindness. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.